A cold case out of California now has a $100,000 reward for any information. I'm Darian, and I'll be back with all the details right here on Real Crime Cases.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Jenny? Jenny, where are you? Oh, dear God, Jenny!
Jenny Lynn was a straight-A student with a dazzling smile who liked the band U2. A musician herself, she played both the piano and the viola. Jenny studied dance and excelled in academics. On May 27, 1994, 6:45 p.m., Jenny's father, John Lynn, entered the master bedroom of their Pineville Circle home in Palomares Hills, California. That's when he saw Jenny's partially clad body tied up naked and stabbed several times in the abdomen. A coroner ruled that the eighth grader was not sexually assaulted. Jenny Lynn had just turned 14 2 days earlier. There is now a $100,000 reward being offered for any information in this case. If you have a tip, please leave it at my website, realcrimecases.com.